pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of Common Sense Gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. Telephone number to be with me, same one as always, just one that you need to use is 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Got a lot going on today, but we'll have plenty of time to answer your questions or chat about anything that you might be having some problems with or have a question about in your gardening or farming, ranching, landscaping, pest control, whatever you want to talk about. Let's see, where do I start? Got a bunch of events coming up I want to talk to you about. And in fact, I thought that we might have a guest joining us here at the first of the hour about an event that's coming on down at Paul Quinn College. I'll wait just a minute and see if Andrea gives us a call. And if not, I'll tell you about a fundraising event they've got coming up down there, which sounds really, really good. It's going to have to do with a lot of good food. She may be calling in right now. There's some other things coming up for you. One of those is Live Green, Learn to Live Green in Plano. This is an event that's been going on for several years in Plano, and we've been involved in it from the beginning. They've changed venues, but sounds like what they're having this year is going to be a good one. So check it out. We've got information about all these events on our website on dirtdoctor.com, so you can go to the appearances button and see more details about this. But if you go to learntolivegreen.com, I think that'll probably get you there. And we do have Andrea with us, apparently. Let's see if she's there. Andrea, are you with us this morning?
I am. Good morning, Howard.
How are you? Got a big event coming up down at Paul Quinn College, I understand.
Yes, sir. I am exhausted from preparing summit, we are very excited about this event. It is our third annual fundraiser. It's called a community pick, and what we're going to be doing is we're going to be lining the football field with 18 all-star chefs. The sidelines will have 9 chefs on the side, and some of them are Jeff Harris from Volta. We have Jason Ferraro from Hibiscus. Chad Hauser from Cafe Memento are just a few that we're really excited about.
Okay, we've got a terrible connection, Andrea, and I hope people are being able to hear what you're saying. I think the main thing, and I'll plug it for you several more times, is there a website they can go to and get all this information?
Yes, they can go to theweovermefarm.com.
I'm sorry, what is that again?
Theweovermefarm.
Weovermefarm, okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to call you back?
Well, I hope we get this straightened out. I hope we don't have to deal with this all day. I can cover it for you. All this information is in your email to me. The main thing is I'll pull up this website, and it's 6 o'clock at night. Do people have to pay in advance, or can they pay when they get there?
No, they're welcome to also pay when they get there.
Okay. And Paul Quinn is located south of downtown Dallas. You go down 45 and take what exit?
Exit 277 Simpson Stewart Road.
Okay, Simpson Stewart. And it sounds great. I love good food, and I guess at least a good supply of it's going to be organic. Any of it from your farm?
No, we won't have any from the farm this time except for our special mint tea.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thanks for calling in. Hopefully we'll have a better line for you next time, and we'll chat again, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, Andrea.
Bye.
All right, and we'll see if we can't get that sounding a little better for you when you call in. If you want to be on the show with me, 866-444-3478. Some of the other events that are coming up that I wanted to tell you about, besides the Learn to Live Green in Plano, which is coming up Saturday the 13th. I may not have given you that date, Saturday the 13th. It's going to be from 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 p.m. We'll be there, and we'll have demonstrations going on. We're going to talk a lot about and have some demonstrations on bed preparation that I recommend, and the basic products that you know, we think are state-of-the-art that you may want to consider, and just talk about general vegetable gardening, herb gardening, and things like that, preparing the beds properly to do an organic program. And then on Saturday the 20th, I'm going to be in Little Elm. Those of you that live in Little Elm Park or around there, we're going to be talking about the basic organic program as it relates to saving water. They've got a, I think their entire event is about water and water savings. And we've got some great recommendations for you. Those of you that have been listening to us and involved with the organic program for some time know that with an organic approach, you can save 40 to 50% on your water. There's a lot of things you can do to save water and recycle water and do all kinds of good things, and I'm sure that they'll be covering all those. But without question, the most significant thing you can do to save water is go organic. The Natural Organic Program has plenty of research, plenty of tests, and plenty of data now backing this up. The first hard data we ever got was from Houston, Texas, and from a little place called Bayou Bend, I'm a Hog's old estate, where the curator was asked to go organic by the club, that the organization that owns Bayou Bend, the River Oaks Garden Club. And a lot of you have heard the story, and it's on our website on dirtdoctor.com. He wasn't a very big fan of that idea. He didn't think it was a good idea. It's a gorgeous formal gardens, and it's in the 8 to 10 acre range. It's not gigantic, but it's a very important garden, part of the Houston Museum set up down there. And it has been organic now for quite a while, and the curator is very much a proponent, because he was the first one, because of the great records that he had kept from the past, and then after going into the organic program, how much water savings there was. And since then, we've had golf courses and commercial properties and residential people all over the country witness the same thing. It has to be cost effective for it to be a good organic program, in my opinion, and that's what we work on here day in and day out, is how to not only come up with something that works really well for you so you can produce really good landscaping and food crops and everything that tastes good and is nutritious and all that, but is also financially responsible. And we have that, and we can talk about it in any kind of detail that you want. The next event that's coming up is an Earth Day event, and I'm fired up to be a part of it. It'll be at Fair Park in Dallas. This is Earth Day Dallas. There'll be Earth Day events all over the place. This is one that's really growing to be a substantial Earth Day event, and it's in the area of those of you that have been to the fair, and I'm sure a lot of you have, it's in the lagoon area where the automobile buildings are. And there's going to be people from all over the country there with displays talking about whatever it is in their company that is sustainable, green, LEED certified, organic is revving up. That side of it's revving up. But the side that's exciting to me is all these corporations of all sizes that are bragging about their involvement in what we do. So getting everybody together to talk about all of this so we can take it to the next step is an exciting thing. I'll be actually in the booth with the Unique Lighting people there. Unique Lighting, as you know, friends and supporters of the show, specializing in landscape lighting with LED. And that's one of the main things they're going to be talking about there. And they do it state-of-the-art. There's nobody that's even close to having the experience and the technology that they have doing landscape lighting with this LED technology, which is what we have at home now. And and at the office, and it's incredible. And those of you that are looking at any lighting ideas, upgrading yours, or putting in a new system, I recommend you contact them. Unique Lighting, they have a banner ad like all these people do on DirtDoctor.com. They are also involved in another fundraising thing that you'll find out more about on our website. It's called Rumble Against Cancer, and I'll talk to you about that a little more when I come back. The telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to AskThePlant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's AskThePlant.com or call 956-383-0739. The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the
neighborhood. Testing. Testing. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, do you hear an echo?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
The way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of black cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow. The mature manure, black cow.
My favorite dog food company is located up near the Red River in Munster, Texas. My dogs eat only Munster Natural Dog Food, and I recommend it becomes part of your dog's diet. Same for your cats. My dogs love the taste, and Judy and I like how it makes them look and feel. Other major points include the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients available, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One unusual ingredient is something I've been recommending for a long time. Some choices contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original blends. Munster Natural pet foods are made from grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area. Your dogs and cats will be healthier and happier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number 866-444-3478. I was mentioning briefly before the break there, one of the fundraising events that's coming up later that there's a banner ad on dirtdoctor.com, and you'll hear us talk about it on the air as we go on in the next several weeks. But it's called Rumble Against Cancer. And the Unique Lighting guys are involved in this as well. They are Harley riders, and this is going to be, at least some of them in the company are, some of them are and some of them aren't. This will be a ride around the United States, 10,000-mile ride for fundraising, and you can see information about that under Rumble Against Cancer or go to the banner ad that's on our website. For that, and then let's see what else is coming, and they'll be talking about that at the Earth Day event, by the way, I'm sure, giving out information about that. And then Saturday the 27th, I'll be in Canton, Texas. For those of you over in East Texas, I'll be at the Lazy Daisy Greenhouse. This was scheduled once before, and because of the crazy roller coaster weather that we've had this spring, it was delayed, and it's probably a good thing. Everything will be a lot prettier Saturday the 27th, Lazy Daisy Greenhouse in Canton. And again, all this is on our website. Go to the appearances button and you can see all that. Let's see, one other quick thing. The company that we've worked with for a long time, More Tree Care, is, as you know, in the tree care business or organic tree care business, and there are also over the past few years gotten involved in other things, just organic installation, tree planting, overall landscape maintenance, and that sort of thing. And they're really getting into this mosquito control. It's going to be a big deal again this year. As you know, the powers that be are already talking about spraying toxic chemicals all over the place. And More Tree Care offers an alternative, spraying the liquid BTI that I recommend in doing the overall program of controlling the larvae and therefore actually controlling the mosquitoes. Spraying the air with toxic chemicals, if you haven't heard me say this before, is idiotic. It doesn't work. It wastes money. It is very toxic to everything out there, and we're continuing to try. Don't know how much good we're doing yet, but we're going to keep trying to hammer away at getting people not to avoid controlling mosquitoes. We want to do it. We want to do it right. We want to actually control the mosquitoes. The toxic pyrethroid spraying from airplanes and trucks does not work. Simple as that. Let's see what else we've got for you. Way out there in the future, I'll just give you a little tease. We've got a hardware store that's going to be opening up in the Dallas area that's going to be an organic hardware store, natural organic hardware store. not absolutely 100% pure for a couple of reasons that will probably be obvious to you. You know, a hardware store has to sell certain things, but I think you're going to be fascinated at how organic this place is. Little tease, it's going to be called Gecko Hardware. I'll tell you a whole lot more about it as we mush on. All righty, and I've got a great guest coming up at 9 o'clock. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute, but right now we need to catch up on some phone calls, and hopefully the line will sound a little better for Tom in Orlando, Florida. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing?
Tom, you there?
I'm here.
What's going on?
I've listened to your recommendations about putting shredded tree trimmings down, and I've got them all over my property. There's no lawn. But the armadillos seem to be coming in there and rooting up everywhere at night. And I was wondering, you know, somebody was saying that they were carriers of disease and stuff like that. I was wondering if I should trap them and dispose of them, or what was your recommendation on that?
Oh, boy, they're tough critters, Tom. They're kind of cute little fellers and gals, but I've got the same issue to a degree at home. Judy and I trapped one summer, just to give you an idea. We trapped 11 in our backyard and took them elsewhere. And we actually marked them. Judy came up with the idea of marking them with a little paint spot on the back to see if the ones that we were moving were actually coming back, and they were not. So trapping them with live traps, there are basically two on the market here, and one of them may or may not be available in the farm stores and feed stores and garden centers in your area, but you can always order the things online. One's called Pied Piper traps. It's manufactured here in North Texas. And then the Have a Heart live traps are available, and they'll be easier to find in various retail stores. And you need to get big, really strong ones, because armadillos, a full-grown armadillo, is very powerful and can tear up a trap. And when you do trap them, what you do with them is a little bit of it's a big, debatable kind of thing, controversial. I was telling people early on to relocate them, and we did some of that. In fact, that's mostly what we did, is relocate them. But I had some people from the Dallas Zoo call me after I'd been saying that, and they said not to do it, said that when you relocate a wild animal, they're going to die anyway, so you might as well kill them so that they don't come back. And a lot of people have a real big problem with that. Obviously, the other way to go is repellents. There are some specific armadillo repellents. There's some proof from our listeners and then reports that really hot pepper, cayenne pepper, put out real heavily, if they get a big snout full of it, will repel them. But there's nothing that's foolproof about armadillos. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Our connection is still not great, but better. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Secretary of State John Kerry says a U.S. diplomat killed in Afghanistan was everything America stands for. Kerry says 25-year-old Ann Smednoff died trying to make a difference by providing young Afghans with an education. She was one of several Americans killed in an attack by insurgents in Afghanistan yesterday. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula continue to affect other decisions. South Korea's top military officer is putting off a visit to Washington for now to remain at home, just in case. A senior Israeli official says what Iran needs isn't diplomacy, but an ultimatum to curb its nuclear program. Yuval Steinitz is Israel's Minister of Intelligence. And Tel Aviv University says its latest research notes an uptick in global anti-Semitism by 30% over the past year. This is SRN News.
When I was at graduate school, I learned a lot of very foolish and sometimes foolishly dangerous things.
You know why there was so little wisdom at Columbia? Because there was no God in Columbia.
That explained
everything.
People don't realize we have a secular brainwash in our society.
Baseball, Dennis and the French, the acclaimed film starring Dennis Prager, is now available on DVD.
People have said, can't believe in God after the Holocaust. Do you believe in humanity after the Holocaust?
Baseball, Dennis and the French, the true story of a liberal agnostic who becomes a conservative Christian after hearing Dennis Prager on the radio.
I want to take argument by argument.
Watch the trailer, buy the DVD. Go to PragerMovie.com. Help transform a life. Go to PragerMovie.com.
This is the most important question in life. Is there a God?
Go to PragerMovie.com.
So what am I going to believe in? The UN?
With us for sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Texas Rangers decided to intentionally walk Albert Pujols three times at his five plate appearances Saturday. Pujols' two other trips to the plate were killers as he hit a two-run homer and a solo shot in the Angels' 8-4 win over Texas. Pujols says it was nice to see the Angels' bats wake up.
You know, when we contribute, we're going to win some games. And, you know, we haven't done that the first four games of the season. But, you know, we know that it's a long season, but it's good to see our offense helping our pitchers out.
Chicago beat Seattle 4-3. White Sox right fielder Alex Rios was asked about his sixth inning two-run homer off Felix Hernandez.
He throws 94, 95, and I just was looking for that pitch right over the plate, and I think I got it.
Elsewhere, Toronto flagged Boston 5-0. It was Detroit 8. The New York Yankees 4. The Yankees are 1-4. Minnesota beat Baltimore 6-5. Tampa Bay shut out Cleveland 6-0. And it was Oakland 6-3 over Houston. This is Esser in Sports. In the National League, the Mets beat the Marlins 7-3. Miami manager Mike Redmond says their 1-4 start proves one thing.
We got to play almost perfect defense, and then we got to execute our pitches. And if we don't do that, they're going to put up some crooked numbers, and that's what they did.
The Cubs carried a 5-4 lead into the bottom of the ninth before BJ and Justin Upton each homered to lift Atlanta past Chicago 6-5. It was Washington 7-6 over Cincinnati in 11 innings. St. Louis 6, San Francisco 3, Arizona 9, Milwaukee 2, Colorado 6-3 over San Diego. The LA Dodgers 1, Pittsburgh 9. Interleague action saw Philadelphia beat Kansas City 4-3. In final four play, Louisville edged Wichita State 72-68. Cardinals coach Rick Pitino says he has tremendous respect for the Shockers.
You're elated when you win. You're so excited to be in a championship game, but there's always a part of you that looks at the other team and says, man, they played their hearts out.
Michigan edged Syracuse 61-56. The Wolverines face the Cardinals Monday night for the NCAA title. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we're going to talk to Tom a little more, it looks like, in Orlando, Florida. Tom, you still there?
Yeah, I'm hanging in here.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I'm...
Tom, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, we talked about repelling the armadillos, and there's no good absolute foolproof deal there. I still have some at our house, but we don't have them near as badly as we used to. And we've used several repellents. Like I say, we've trapped them in the past. A lot of people ask me if they can eliminate grub worms, and that will eliminate the armadillo problems. And the answer to that is no, because they go after a lot more than just grub worms. They like earthworms and all kinds of insects. They also like to just dig sometimes. They're creatures of habit. So doing a combination of trapping and using some of the repellents, whatever you can find available there locally in Orlando, or order something mail order, give that a shot.
Well, I'm seeing these armadillos jump right up and sit around the trap and go into it.
I'm sorry, say again?
The armadillos will dig around right up to the edge of the trap and not go into it.
Well, to trap an armadillo, it's pretty easy. They're not very smart. You can put the trap. In fact, we've got pictures on the website and in my books, the Texas Bug Book and things like that. You set the trap up beside a fence where they're walking, and you've seen their activity the night before, and they'll tend to walk right against the fence and walk right into the trap. You can also set up 2x10s or 2x8 boards forming a funnel into the trap, and they'll walk over and run into the boards if they're in that area, and you set it up where they've worked the night before, and they'll walk into the boards and walk right into the trap. You don't have to have any kind of a bait at all.
Yeah, I hear that, but I've got that set up right now, and They go all around the trap and into it. What the fuck?
Well, just move it around, change it where you have it, and you'll finally get them. It's, we've done it a lot, and we've been able to trap them pretty easily. We had one situation, for example, at our place where there was a back gate where there was a space big enough in one spot for them to come in. If you can figure out where they're coming in, you set the trap up there, and they'll just walk right into it. Okay,
right.
Give it a shot. Let me know if you come up with any better ideas. We will pass it on to the world. Dale in Waco next up. Hey, Dale.
Good morning, Howard. Can you hear me?
Well, barely. We just got real phone issues this morning. I apologize for it.
No, it happened. Listen, two quick questions. The first one, this one may seem a little bit the pervy show. You're a dog lover, and I'm facing a situation, I think everybody does. The water bounce, water builds up, you know, clean out in it. And I guess my
Dale, I'm getting about every third word. I think what you're saying is algae in the dog bowl. Is that what you're worried about?
Yes, sir.
Well, algae, first of all, we deal with that all the time. We've got dog bowls and bird baths all over the place. The first thing you have to understand is that algae is really not a dangerous thing. It's not a problem, really. In fact, in some ways, it's beneficial. If you want to kill it, you can clean the bowls out with, you know, just washing them out. You can also use hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store or the drugstore. It'll kill algae very effectively. Some of the orange oil products are really good. In fact, we recommend, people ask me about spray, doing power spraying for the house for algae and mildew and things like that. Orange oil, a little bit of orange oil and water will do that. And the orange oil, you know, it's what's used in orange drinks. So unless you overdo it, it's a solvent. But if you don't overdo it, you know, it's a good way to go too. Some people will use baking soda or potassium bicarbonate. Potassium bicarbonate for most soils would be better. But there, like I say, there are any number of ways to do it, but having a little algae is not a dangerous or bad thing at all.
So I don't need to worry about it.
Dale, I'm sorry. I can't understand a word you're saying. Now, let me put you back on hold, and if they can get what your question is in there, we'll try. Let's see if Chris has a better line. Chris in Crowley? No, Chris doesn't either. Well, it gives me an opportunity to tell you about a couple of other things. And I don't know if the phone lines continue to be like this, whether we'll do it today or not, but we were going to have a guest on at the beginning of the 9 o'clock hour that I'm excited about. I've known about Sherry Herrera DeFry for a long time. We met years ago. We met years ago at an event in Arkansas, I believe it was, when I first met also my other acquaintance that I haven't seen in a long time, Andy Lopez from California, the Invisible Gardener, was speaking there at the same event. And Sherry and I and Andy were all speaking at this thing, and we haven't talked much since then. Since that time, they've really gotten into the mail order business. The name of the company is Arbico. A lot of you have heard about it. They're primarily in the beneficial insect business, trichogramma wasp and beneficial nematodes and fly parasites. I think maybe that's how the company got started. And then they've branched out into other things. And we're going to visit, assuming we can get the phone lines working, at the beginning of the next hour. So those of you that are interested in those subjects, and I think you'll be fascinated with what all they're into and how it relates to what we're doing, and we're going to be working together, and I'm really, really excited about the association. The other thing I wanted to tell you is that we've got a dog we need to help with. As you know, the Munster Natural dog food people are supporters of the show, and we're delighted that they've been such a great sponsor and helped us with things. And We've tried to help the SPCA here in Dallas, and we encourage all of you across the country to help the rescue organizations that are out there in your area, whether it's SPCA or other nonprofit or private groups, whatever it is. There's a lot of them out there, and the best pets you can get are the mutts, the ones that had a home and don't have one anymore or never have had one, and you can help them out. From last week, Dooley was adopted, and we appreciate that. Thanks for helping with Dooley. Al, though, is still waiting for his forever home. So let's check out DirtDoctor.com and these animals that are looking for a home, including Goldie. Goldie is our gorgeous female Labrador mix this week, and she's got the sweetest disposition you've ever seen. And she's a cutie, really pretty. She's 3 years old, which is a great age. You know, one of our best adoptions ever is Carmen. And Carmen was 4 and 110 pounds when we adopted her. She's just been great. She's almost perfect. As a matter of fact, Judy and I were talking about it yesterday. She's as close to being perfect as any dog we've ever had, and we've had a lot of them. The only thing she has that's a negative at all is that if anybody walks by our house with one of those dangerous dogs on a leash, you know, she's got to protect us. And she's got the loudest voice, loudest bark in the world. We haven't quite gotten her over that, but other than that, she's about as perfect as you can get, sweetest thing in the world. And she's just trying to protect us from those rascally, nasty dogs on a leash that come by our house. But anyway, Goldie has got caramel-colored eyes. You can see her picture. It's in color on our website on DirtDoctor.com under the SPCA pet adoption button. And she's at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. It's just west of downtown Dallas, and I recommend you go by there. If you go by there and see these great animals in person, you'll be as hooked as me. So let's give them a good chance. To give you a little bit of, I was thinking about this morning, a little bit of, should I try a couple of more of those, David, or wait? It's in there, okay. To tell you about something I was thinking about this morning. We have been involved since Logan was born, my announcer, and my daughter, as a lot of you know, that voice you hear in the start at the start of every hour is Logan at various ages, unless she's in here live. And that was when I got started in 1985 looking into it. I didn't know what the term organic gardening meant in 1985. I had no idea. Had heard it, and that was about it. Because I came up, I'm a graduate of Texas Tech, and organics was not mentioned, much less taught there, which is the same at every other major university in the country. There's a few that are starting to have some courses here and there, but nobody's got a real comprehensive program. There may be one or two agricultural programs now in the natural organic approach. Some of them may call it sustainable, but for the most part, as far as landscaping, general pest control, golf course maintenance, golf course management, park management, any of those kind of things, there is no comprehensive, complete natural organic program. So as I learned about it from 85 into the late 80s, I started the column in the Dallas Morning News in 1989. I also started the radio program, which was a local program on a station here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that same year, 1989. We began our quest to convert the world to organics. The Man of La Mancha began. And there were other people doing it around the country, spotted around the country. Malcolm Beck was my original teacher. And then I met others like the guests that we're going to have on at 9 o'clock, assuming we can get the phones working. But the thing that was interesting was there really wasn't a great comprehensive program out there being taught to people. It was primarily in farming and small farming, and vegetable gardening and maybe a little herb gardening. Very little in landscaping and very little as far as comprehensive programs. So we started working on that. Since that time, a lot of other people have gotten into it, and some people were doing it even more so than we were, but it was kind of a spotty thing across the country. I think Arbico was one of the first ones into working with a comprehensive program, but they were a lot like me in the beginning. They were learning it to a degree as they went. One of the things we started doing early on is trying to make the products available. I knew that I could teach people about it, how it worked and everything, but if the products weren't available, we weren't going to be doing any good. And so I'll tell you how that all worked over the years a little bit more when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back in a moment.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at BioSITechnology.com.
Crazy water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses crazy water with lots of all-natural minerals, so your body absorbs them naturally. Other mineral waters come from some factory somewhere, and they add synthetic minerals also made in some factory somewhere. So, of course, your body doesn't absorb those as well. If you can't make it out to Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the crazy water you need at Whole Foods or Central Market. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help. Around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and finishing up real quickly, and then we'll try another caller and see if we have any luck here. The first attempt to try to help people get the organic products in our area here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area was that we set up a company back when I was affiliated with Lambert's Landscape Company, or just Lambert's, back in the late 80s, same time we were doing starting the show and all that kind of thing. We started a company called the Organic Warehouse, and the Organic Warehouse was associated with the retail store at Lambert's back when Lambert's was out in North Dallas on LBJ. And various kinds of things happened with the company. Back in those days, ownership changed, and they end up moving and relocating and have done extremely well since then. But back in those days, there were a lot of changes going on. And the decision was made by the primary stockholder to eliminate the organic warehouse. Well, I was very concerned that the availability of the organic products was going to go away. So I called a friend of mine in Fort Worth and owned a company called Marshall Grain. It was a feed store over in Fort Worth. That time had one location, and I basically talked them into accepting a gift of the organic warehouse. They took it over and got into organics, and it was kind of an interesting thing because I don't think that the owner at that point, Jim Marshall, was all that fired up about it because he really didn't believe in organics all that much. But there was an employee there, Gary Moore was his name. He's no longer alive, but Gary had become a friend, and he, I think, talked Jim into doing the deal, which was a pretty good deal since it cost him not a dime. And he took over the organic warehouse. And then some years passed, and Jim sold the company to Harvest Supply. So Harvest Supply became the wholesale distributor of the natural organic products that I was recommending, and the business that was starting to rev up here in the North Texas area. And at that point, other people started to get into the arena. We didn't really go around trying to talk the landscape contractors and the garden centers into going organics. We did a little bit, and I found that it was like talking to a brick wall. So I simply talked to the readers of my column and the listeners of the radio show, convinced them that this approach of working within nature's laws and systems and having healthy soil, you didn't have as many pest problems. And if you did, there were these wonderful biological or organic tools that could be used. And we planted the seed with the public to go in and ask for the products at the stores. And then they wanted to know where to get them. So we said, well, here's a wholesale distribution business that has them. At the same time, the major distributors like BWI and some of the other big players started to stick a toe into the water and get into the organic arena. And that grew over time. We helped a dog food come on the market called, you may have heard of it, Munster Natural Dog Food. And during the creation of that dog food, I had pretty much assured Ronnie Felderhoff and the Munster people that this company that had become a wholesale distributor, hadn't become Harvest yet, it was still Marshall Grain at that point, would handle the distribution of this dog food. I was wrong. Jim turned it down. And I went back to him two or three times, and he turned it down. And then we talked to a company that had helped us distribute a product called the Missing Link. And they ended up being called Living Natural First. I don't know what the name of it was at that point. It might have been that name. A guy named Tom Fairless is who I dealt with there. There was another owner who I didn't have a lot of involvement with at that time. But this Living Natural First company started, got into the distribution business of not only the Missing Link product, but started distributing all these other products as well. Because I wanted somebody to do the dog food as well as the organic products. So all of a sudden we have two wholesale distributors in this area. And that went on for a while, and then that company decided to get into other businesses, and we called another distribution company, a company called Southland Supply. Southland Supply was one of the local, pretty big operation distributing dog food. And we said, look, you're talking to all these people that are buying dog foods, and all some of them are already handling organic products, and we would like to see if you'd be interested in helping us with the organic products. And so they got into that arena. And then the next thing came along, one of the listeners we helped get in the blueberry business got into that, and he decided to get in the wholesale business, and that was the Natural Organic Warehouse. So we've helped a lot of people. We're not involved in any of those anymore. We still are friends and do business with some of them. Some of them we don't. And so this next step of working with a national, very well-established wholesale and retail distributor of beneficial insects and other products is our next step, and that's what we're going to hopefully talk with you about next hour. The company's called Arbico, and we'll see whether we have a decent phone line or not. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Sam, I know you've been holding a long time. I'll talk to you off the air and help you if you can't. Hang on. Don't go away. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Our free website is easy. Send us an email and you'll be on the list.